Again, joining me in the KRVS studios, Rachel Dugas and David Cherami from Vermilionville. As I mentioned, I'm amazed that after all the festivities of the weekend and all the October festivities, y'all are still upright. I know there's been a lot of activity, people coming in for La Toussaint activities. I know that's been a big thing over there at Vermilionville. But you have a carnival, a festival coming up this Saturday, and it's called Boo Bayou.
Yeah, just for kids. We're hoping we'll be invaded by little gremlins and
costume children.
And
les petits fantômes.
Exactly. We're working on this event sort of to celebrate Halloween at Vermilionville, and we give the kids not only an opportunity to trick or treat through our village, but also we have some games for them beforehand and costume contests and all kinds of fun activities.
Now, what age kids are you suggesting for this festival, Boo Bayou?
Well, I would say
minimum, maximum.
It's very open. I think kids of all ages would enjoy. But I'd say that if I referenced last year's pictures, since I wasn't there, I would say probably 11 and under is a good gauge for the children, and anywhere from 2 or 3 on.
We've got games. And of course, their parents are allowed to come.
And grandparents, I'm sure, too.
So they're very much encouraged to come, of course.
And costumed as well, if they like?
Yes, we have a costume contest. So there's even a bonus to being costumed. We'll have different categories for ages and also for most original, scariest, and funniest costumes.
Oh, okay. Well, let's go through the day. What time does it start?
We start at 10 when the village opens. Okay. And we'll have different games set up in the festive area for the kids. David, I don't know if you want to listen.
Yeah, well, we're going to have apple bobbing, toss across, bobbing boats, ladder ball, trundle and hoops, tin cad, knock 'em. I can go on and on.
We have Please do. Those are fascinating
face,
names.
Face painting, coloring stations, pumpkin bowling, which I'm trying my hand at. You know, pin the nose on the pumpkin. Also, pumpkin in the moss, gourd toss. Waiting ducks, and I think a tin can knock 'em. I think I said that one already. But we have lots of fun activities for the children, for the young, and the young at heart also.
One of those stations is a coloring station and a trick-or-treat bag making station. So the kids will have some bags there if they don't have anything with them when they get there. And they'll be able to decorate them how they want. So,
all right. And where are all the games going to be set up? Spread out through the village, or are they going to be in a central location?
The games will be centrally located between, if you're familiar at all with Vermilionville, between the restaurant and the performance center and the cooking school. We have a festive area right there. So we're going to be setting all of the games up there, but then after the costume contest, we're going to get the kids out into the village for trick-or-treating at all of our houses. And also we have a picture station that we're going to set up and decorate for the parents to be able to take great pictures of their kids in their costume.
Now, you're going to have people set up in the homes with candy?
We're doing trinkets in the village.
Trinkets in the village. Mm-hmm. Okay.
But we will have candy, but just not in the village. So we're trying to keep the artifacts as safe as possible.
Yeah, so trick-or-treating for trinkets. In the village. How many of the houses will be giving trinkets?
Nine of them.
All right.
We're really very lucky. We will have our regular artisans that will be there. And actually, since last weekend, we have a new element or new component in the village. Denise Harding is there cooking in our Mouton kitchen. So she'll be there as well on Saturday. And so she'll be in one of the homes giving out some trinkets. And we have a great partnership with different classes here at UL, where a lot of our volunteers are coming from here. And we're encouraging them to also dress up and to play the part. So they'll be giving away some trinkets. And other costumed people I didn't mention, Renaissance Cajen will be in the village as well, dancing and playing music and trying to get the kids involved.
That sounds like a full fall festival, which y'all have planned there.
Well, that's right.
Yeah, how long is it going to last? You start at 10, and how long will it go on?
Well, we're going from 10 to 2, more or less, when we have the activities. We will stay open until 4 o'clock, so there'll still be things going on. But like Rachel said, we'll also have the dancers from Renaissance Cajen. We'll also have a photo station also where the kids can come and take pictures on the back porch of the Mouton house. And, of course, trick-or-treating, and the kids are going from house to house. And I know a lot of kids like to get on our little ferry. There's a little ferry pole that we can go across. So we're going to be very, very careful, make sure, because kids can get a little too excited. But a lot of fun. I saw a couple of the alligators this morning also, so the alligators will be out there. But so if you don't come come and see them, but they're staying in the water. So it's just so much fun to go, come out and see nature, see our houses, and just have fun for Halloween, Cajun and Cajun and Vermilionville style.
Well, that's what I was thinking. It would just be a pleasure to be out there in this October weather.
It's going to be a beautiful day from what I see, too.
The weather's going to be a little cooler.
Mm-hmm.
And but just for parents to go out there and know that this is a historical, calm place for their children to be, even though there's some very energetic activities. Mm-hmm. But to take them around to the different houses and give them a sense of historical perspective.
And it's very safe, too. There are no motorized vehicles in the village, so parents don't have to worry about that. And obviously everything that we're giving away is very safe as well.
Right.
Fun for the kids, but very safe. So it's a little mini environment that they can let their kids enjoy. And it's not every day you get to dress up in costume and
trick or treat in 200-year-old houses. You know,
that's right.
I would love to trick or treat in 200-year-old houses.
Well, it's open to everybody.
Right. I was thinking maybe y'all would try to do like treats from 200 years ago. You know, some kind of.
I don't know if trick-or-treating had arrived yet in South Louisiana by that time.
I'm sure not. Yeah,
I feel it was much more of a scary type of, more associated with La Toussaint, which is also a tradition that we'll be honoring very soon at Vermilionville.
Now, and you all have been, as I mentioned, all throughout the month of October, I know that you've been doing demonstrations for some Toussaint activities, making La Couronne.
Yes, La Couronne. Ms. Jocelyn Trahan, who came by earlier this month, is working on her couronne for the actual event, the procession that we're planning for November 1st.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And she is almost done. So she spent a whole month working on them, and they're beautiful. They're sitting in my office right now.
Mm-hmm. So that is going to be on what date? November?
November 1st.
November 1st.
Yeah, La Toussaint.
Tell us just a bit about what's going to happen on that day.
We're going to have a sort of mise en place, a time where people get to understand the context of the whole of the celebration that was celebrated by the Acadians, and then we'll have a procession from our performance center to the cemetery by the chapel that we have. Mm-hmm. And there, in the procession, there are some prayers and some music and things like that. And we have a school group that will be there as well to participate in the whole experience. And all of our artisans join in. And then there's a little ceremony at the grave sites where they actually place the couronne on the different crosses depending on, because what, as Ms. Jocelyn told you, the size of the couronne and the color of the flowers designates the person, the loved one that has been lost. So some could have numerous couronne on one cross because it may have been the son and the husband, for example, of someone. So we'll do all of that. And I think the artisans might take a little afternoon break there in the graveyard and sit and have a little picnic, because that's what would have happened a long time ago, because they would have been walking much farther to the graveyard. So that's going to be on November 1st.
And I just want to clarify, there is nobody actually buried in our graveyard.
No.
So it's all for fun and educational purposes.
Yeah.
But, of course, I remember, you know, growing up in on Bayou Lafourche, the La Toussaint was a very big deal. We used to go to whitewash the above-ground tombs that are still very prevalent. We don't have, maybe I would have to look into that, maybe get some above-ground tombs. With nobody buried in them, of course.
Right.
A cenotaph is, which is, I guess, is the technical name for it, is a burial site where nobody's actually buried on site. But yeah, that was, I remember, you know, back in the 60s and 70s, that was still, and even today, that's still a big thing. People going out and honoring the La Toussaint, taking care of the grave sites for departed friends and family.
Families having picnics there and just gathering. So
take a moment with the loved ones that have been lost and kind of celebrate where they are. And those, the way that these wreaths are made specifically for our La Toussaint celebration, they last a long time because of the process that was used to make them.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a sort of annual pilgrimage back there.
Right. If you have just tuned in, my guests are David Cherami, director of Vermilionville, and Rachel Dugas here talking about some great Halloween activities that you can do at Vermilionville. One for children, more contemporary traditions there on Saturday for the Boo Bayou, and then certainly much more traditional on November 1st that everyone is invited to attend. What day of the week is that? Is that like a
November 1st is a Thursday.
A Thursday. Mm-hmm. So it's during the day, but I know you'll have a lot of school groups that go, and certainly anyone who's able to get away and attend the ceremonies will learn a lot about our traditions.
That's right.
And we do have a little giveaway handout for those who visit now and those who will be there then, with the description of what the colors mean and the sizes. So if that's something that you would want to do, which you can do on your own, you could make them. And just depending on the color, there's mauve, there's gray, black, purple, yellow, green. They all mean different things.
Well, definitely. This handout would be worth a lot. So many reasons to visit Vermilionville for Boo Bayou this Saturday. For children, children, parents, and their grandparents can all dress up and enjoy the festivities and trick-or-treating in those beautiful homes. Great opportunity to be there.
And just to mention also, if you just have a couple of minutes, just talk about Tuesday night on October 30th, we will also have a well-renowned guitar player, Alejandro Acevedo, will be playing in the Performance Center also. So if you want more details, you can go to our website, bayouvermilion.org, and learn more about all the different activities. But I know Alejandro is a very well-known musician in his own right. He's also Sheila E.'s uncle, musician, but he might be more well-known for that. But people who know guitar and music, you know, consider Alejandro Acevedo to be one of the world's top musicians, and he'll be here in Lafayette at Vermilionville on October 30th.
All Hallows Eve, Eve.
Right.
It's the Eve before All Hallows Eve. And I guess you can call Vermilionville for ticket information.
You could call us at 233-4077 or, like I said, on our website, bayouvermilion1l.org.
All right. And again, more reasons to go to Vermilionville. And I know y'all just had that very successful Vermilionville Festival with the boat parade.
Right, the Bayou Vermilion Festival and boat parade. That was a huge success. Mm-hmm. As a matter of fact, your own James Hebert was participating
heard.
In that.
Yes,
he had
a grand
great time,
time.
And a lot of people. I was very impressed to see the people out there. I think we probably had like 40 or 50 kayaks and a dozen or so motorboats going anywhere from like a little 6-foot sailboat to a an aqua car, also a floating car in there. And we had some of our own boats that we use every day on the bayou to keep it clean so that people could see the kind of work and the product is that, you know, people can enjoy the two new canoe launches. Actually, we just installed one at Vermilionville and the other one across from Cochon's at the foot of Camellia Bridge.
Mm-hmm. Well, everyone was so impressed with the water quality. You all have been doing a great job over there.
There are lots of pictures on Facebook if people are curious to see sort of what it looked like from a canoe or a kayak and from the banks to see the difference.
These are photographs at the Vermilionville Facebook page.
Yes.
Okay, well, go there, like Vermilionville, and find out more about what's going on there because there's a lot, obviously. So Boo Bayou this Saturday starts at 10 o'clock for children of all ages, lots of costumes and trinkets will be there. And then on Tuesday, Alejandro Escovado will be there, and you can get tickets through Vermilionville. And then on November 1st, the La Toussaint activities.
Yes.
Well, thank you all for just adding so much to our understanding of the culture and giving us so many wonderful things to do over there at Vermilionville. Thank you both.
Thank you.
And now a look at what's happening in the arts and culture in South Louisiana. Wanderlust Theatre Company presents The Monster Tales by Mary Jett Parsley. That will open tomorrow evening at 7:30. Downtown Lafayette, Theatre 810 Jefferson Street. Tickets are available by calling the theatre or going to the Eventbrite site for Monster Tales. John Kennedy Toole biography, written by Corey McLaughlin, is available now, called Butterfly and the Typewriter, The Tragic Life of John Kennedy Toole and the Remarkable Story of a Confederacy of Dunces. Corey McLaughlin will be in Lafayette signing copies of that book on Thursday the 25th. He'll be signing copies of the book from 5 to 6 at the St. Street Inn, and he'll be discussing Toole and his Lafayette connections and inspirations for his characters. In Lake Charles, Louisiana Crossroads tomorrow evening presents Beau Soleil avec Michael Doucet. KRVS will be carrying that concert live starting at 7 o'clock. The concert will be at Central School Theater. Tickets are available through the Arts and Humanities Council of Southwest Louisiana. And the Sourland Mandolin Orchestra will be performing Saturday at the Acadiana Center for the Arts. Guest artist recital at Angèle Hall tomorrow evening, October 24th. Songs by Mahler and Chandler called The Children in Darkness and Light. Susan Olson and Courtney Krappel will be performing. It's a free concert open to everyone. At the Gaines Center, there will be a reading on Thursday given by novelist Moira Crone. She'll be reading from her new novel, The Not Yet. That will be at the Gaines Center at 7:30 on Thursday, October 25th. And there will be an open house for Next House. That will be, if you'd like more information about that sustainable house built by the UL graduate architecture students, you can go to their website, the School of Architecture's website, but that will be in Freetown on Friday in the afternoon. And Food Day will be this Saturday at the Hyman Memorial Park. It will be at the park, and there will be parking around it, a good way to learn about local foods and produce as well. And for a listing of programs on KRVS, please stop by our website, krvs.org. And it is day 5 of our fundraiser. Please give us a call or go online to make your contribution. You can